listening to The Bobby Hill Report on Anchor. Liberty, we'll defend. Hey y'all, I'm Bobby Hill. Today is Monday, October 26, 2020. You can now listen on multiple platforms, including Spotify, Apple, Google, and I'm working on Pandora and iHeartRadio. I hope everyone had a great weekend and ready for the Monday grind. Great weekend. I had a great weekend. Football, Big Ten football came back. I'm a huge Buckeye fan. I went to a carnival-themed birthday party on Saturday night. And I gotta tell you, it was probably like the coolest birthday party I've ever been to. They had the games, the people, you know, dressed up like clowns and just everything. It was great. Perfect night too. You know, gloomy, kind of like today. It's gloomy, cloudy, you know, rained a little bit, just creepy, just perfect. Kind of like a Goosebumps story or something. Man, Goosebumps, that's such a long time ago. Anyway, I also watched Sacha Baron Cohen's new Borat movie, a subsequent movie film. I think that's what the full title is. And I watched the first one back in 2006, before I was awake. And, you know, it was funny, of course, and I think that the second one is funny, but in 2010, when I started to kind of wake up to Hollywood propaganda and stuff, I realized in his first film, he did a hotel interview with a congressman, Dr. Ron Paul, and like that, the way he portrayed him, like he could have picked any politician at that time to embarrass. And he chose the only real libertarian in politics. At least, yeah. That's my assessment. Now, it probably gave Ron Paul a little bit of advertising, but that's not the kind of advertising you want. You don't want to be made a fool of in a movie. And up till now, I probably leaned more towards, yeah, he was trying to get his name out there. But with this new film, Cohen, he puts Mayor Giuliani in there and does something similar, except he basically makes him look like a sex predator. And I don't even care for Giuliani. I really don't. Not a fan at all. I don't like him. He's just, you know, another, I think he's an elitist, you know, from the right. A right-leaning elitist. But it's just, it's odd, the timing that they released this movie, and that was like the featured thing. And you know, that's not the only part about the movie that rubbed me the wrong way. Even though I did laugh for most of it, the film makes people, okay, average gun-owning American patriots look like these full-on, you know, Trump supporters, like hardcore fanatics. Basically, you know what I mean? I mean, that's what it boils down to. And I didn't care for that. I think the guy, you know, I think Sasha, he's a funny guy. He makes some pretty funny, raunchy movies. But I don't like his political manipulation, and that's all it is. But it's a free country, and you can make a movie about pretty much whatever you want. You know, there are certain things, obviously, that are not going to be okay. All right, on to more pressing matters. An uptick in COVID fear by the media. Of course, this is happening as we approach the last week, last days of the election, presidential election, which is funny. I was just sitting here and I got a notification on my phone from the Weather Channel app. And let's see. Well, I took a screenshot of it so that I'd have the title and everything of the... Oh, it says, watch. Scary new animation shows danger of gathering around the table during coronavirus pandemic. You know. So, and this animation is apparently out of Japan. And what's interesting about it is just the fear. You know, you could just tell the music that they use. It's eerie. It's creepy. They, you know, show four people sitting around a table, and they show, you know, different colors of their, you know, when they exhale, they show the different colors of what represents what's coming out and how far it goes, you know, and like, it is just ridiculous. It's almost as if they're acting like, you know, people are so dumb, so stupid. I mean, we've been eating at tables forever. And I don't know. It just gives me... I know it's going to sound crazy, but... And it just popped into my head. Because we know that the left, the elite, the globalists, they want to break down the traditional American values. And one way that they do that is to separate the family. And this pandemic has been perfect. They've hit the nail on the head with breaking down the family unit. They've separated the parents and grandkids from the grandparents. People are dying out there, and you can't even go visit them because you're so scared that you're going to get them sick or they're going to get you sick. Even though if you get it, you're going to recover. They're already dying, right? Allegedly. Okay. So they're like, you know what? We could get these idiots to stop eating together and just stop being a family in their own home. Because obviously you can't wear a mask while you're trying to eat, right? So what do? You separate. Don't eat at the table. That's just crazy. You're asking to die. You're asking to get sick and die, basically. And this is nothing new, really. What the commie left totalitarian global elite, this is what they want. And it's sad. It is sad. It's sick. But we can't let them. We can't let them do that to us. You know, if you have a family, keep them together. I know that sounds crazy too, but don't let these people manipulate you in your own home. And I know for a fact, a lot of people out there, they go along with all this stuff in front of other people because they don't realize, they don't think the way some of us do. Like, you know what? There are people out there that think just the way I do. And that's important. That is important to know that you're not the only one going through something. So if you're thinking, man, this just does not seem right, You're not alone. There are millions, tens of millions of people out there just like you. And the government, well, the elite, the globalists, they don't want that. Maybe the government, probably. I mean, there are people who work in our government that are totally involved in all of this. I know that. That's nothing new. Especially when it comes to child protective services and the way that they go after good families with good children. They don't want the kids that are actually in a bad home. No. Why would they want that? So yeah, uptick in COVID fear. Next thing I saw this weekend was Pelosi talking about the stimulus package could come this week. And, for the last couple weeks, this thing's been, well, it's not happening. And then like 5 minutes later, it's likely to happen. So I think, regardless if it passes, Democrats try to take credit. If not, they blame Trump to get Biden votes. So they're going to take credit either way. They're going to try to make it seem like, well, we did it or we tried. And then I'm not quite sure. I haven't really thought about how Trump is going to try to spin it. But I guess we'll have to wait and see. So, moving on. And this next topic I want to talk about. This is a little bit of kind of my own thing here. And I'm sitting last night working up the report here. And I start thinking, is it possible that Biden could be getting set up by the left to fail? Could his family be in on it? Who goes on live TV and just flat out denies allegations? No explanation at all. Could Harris, Pelosi, AOC, Schumer, and others be conspiring to replace him days before the final votes come in? And is that even legal? Which, as far as legality goes, we know that politicians in general, they bend the rules, especially on the left, I think. I think the leftists, they will bend the rules for murderers and thieves. I mean, look at Clinton. Clinton's. And Obama kept him hidden for like 8 years. He can't think for himself. Biden can't think for himself anymore. He's got people in his ear. He can't stand there and debate somebody or give a speech without having a little earpiece telling him what to say. And before you say I'm attacking Biden, I'm not. Actually, I think he's being attacked by his own people. And they're using his disease they're using it against him. They're using him as maybe a patsy. Now, again, this is just a theory. And politically, I don't take up for him. I don't think he's a good guy. But his son is unfortunately and sadly addicted to drugs. He's a big time screw up. Or maybe he didn't screw up. Maybe those laptops were meant to be found. And then let's look at this guy. Hunter Biden's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski. This guy just comes out of the blue, for some reason, onto Fox News and starts talking about how Biden is lying about his involvement with communist Chinese companies and, making money. Could Biden be telling the truth. He doesn't have any idea what's going on. I mean, it's not as far-fetched as one might think. But Biden is not the guy, I believe 100%, he's not the guy that the left wants to take over for the next however long. And honestly, just to note this, I think that it will be the left who ends up instilling a dictator. I don't think that it would be the right that would cancel elections permanently. But okay, back to Biden. If this is what is happening, this could prove that the deep state or shadow government is getting extremely impatient right now. They're used to playing what I call the long game. And essentially, what that means is they're not like the Soviet communists who were very forceful in what they wanted to do. The globalists are like, you know what? We have to do this an inch at a time. We can't just try to go a mile, because every time somebody tries to go a mile, they fail. They have to be manipulative, and it's basically like that old saying, the iron fist with a velvet glove, like Obama. You have to take your time. Take rights a little bit at a time. And they have been playing the long game really well, but they've hit a 4-year setback with Trump at the helm. And I think this means that Trump has actually been disrupting the progress of their ultimate goal of one world government or their new world order. And that's what I want to believe. I'm not saying that my mind goes there like 100%. I'm vigilant because politicians are liars. Trump says he's not a politician. That doesn't mean he's not a liar. But, you know, again, this whole Biden thing, it's just a little theory I cooked up. But, and another quick note to add on here is that people whose brains don't function normally, like Biden, since they're controlling him, they can control what he sees, what he does, what he says. And so, of course, you know, they're not going to tell him if this plan does exist to replace him and just use him to get as far as they can. Because apparently a former vice president with dementia is the best that they can come up with to beat the guy who's currently the president. So, chew on that for a while, and send me some feedback. If you go on anchor.fm to my main page, the Bobby Hill Report, you can leave messages, and I encourage that. And if it's something like really good, try not to cuss or anything. I'll run it through. I'll play it on the show. And so, yeah. Or if you want to just leave feedback, you can do that on my Anchor page or the Bobby Hill Report at Outlook.com. Finally, I want to... Ooh, futures are looking pretty bad right now. And I think it has something to do with this headline here on Fox Business. China to impose sanctions on Boeing and Lockheed Martin. They do not want the United States to arm Taiwan. But at the same time, allegedly, the U.S. does not want an armed conflict between Taiwan and China, which would probably drag the United States into said conflict. Even though, as I talked about a few podcasts ago, it's it's not guaranteed because we don't have the like the best relationship with Taiwan yet. And I'm not sure how these sanctions are going to affect that relationship. Are we going to keep sending arms to Taiwan? Or are we going to obey the communist Chinese? I don't think that's going to happen. I think Trump, I think he's going to do what he does. And he defies. And that's something I personally like about him. He's defiant. He's rebellious. And that brings me to my last topic of discussion real quick. So some of the stuff I talk about, it may sound like to some people that I'm like ultra 100% patriotic, and that is true. I'm a patriotic American. I don't get overly proud about that, but I am very happy to be an American and a patriot. I support the Constitution, and I want to stand up for the people. And that's that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But I want to thank everybody for listening today, and please share the links, share the RSS. You know, I'm getting this thing out on every platform you can think of. Got to, spread the word. And there's a lot of other good podcasts out there I've been listening to. Really talented people. They really know what they're doing, and I'm trying to get there. Working on some guests for upcoming podcasts, some bonus material, and, maybe start adding in some TikTok action. I don't know. Since I am working under my alias, Bobby Heel of King of the Hill, trying to keep that anonymity. No one's figured it out yet who I am, but it's going to come eventually. So yeah, I hope everyone has a good Monday, and you're listening to this on your way to work. And thanks for joining me for the Bobby Heel Report here on Anchor.fm. Thank you.